Up America. I'm your host, Gary Holt, with my trail partner and co-host, Tina Mae Weber. Howdy, Tina Mae.
Howdy, Gary.
Well, you know, this is our third show already, and they've been really great ones. Who do you have joining us tonight?
On today's show, we have Josh Gouin with Crossroads Horsemanship in Nolensville, Tennessee, and Christine Mortensen, the ranch manager at Circle E Guest Ranch in the beautiful Cumberland Mountains of Tennessee.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have a fun show, and we'll also be playing trail trivia again tonight, and someone will win a beautiful hoodie from Peak Horse Incorporated, Lope for Hope. So grab a cup of coffee. Grab a cup of coffee. I've got to get those dentures back in there, right? Grab a cup of coffee, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Josh Gouin.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again, whoopee tie I owe, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee tie I go my way, back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again, whoopee tie I oh, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee tie I go my way, back in the saddle again.
Well, Josh Gouin is the owner of Crossroads Ranch and Natural Horsemanship in Nolensville, Tennessee. And Josh, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Gary.
Glad to have you.
Glad to have you, Josh.
Well, I know that Tina Mae had a few questions for you. And Tina Mae, I'm going to just let you go ahead and visit with Josh a little bit.
Absolutely. Josh, tell us about your Crossroads Horsemanship and how you got started and what it's about.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, TMA, that if you hear the creaking of the saddle, it's because I'm on my very own horse right now. I feel, I guess, a little more comfortable talking while I'm in the saddle, but I'm out riding the ranch right now. And, you know, Crossroads Ranch, we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year. We started out in Texas. And got my start there. I did go to Texas A&M University in commerce and got my degree in what I do. I specialize in equine science, got a degree in agricultural science, and learned under some great trainers there, one of which being Jack Brainerd. Some people know of him, and he was on the board there for the university, and got to learn directly under him and some of his trainers. Mindy Norris was one of them. And, from there, you know, we moved to Tennessee, and just a beautiful place to be. We love it. 10 years this year, and we feel real excited about being able to help folks in this state.
That's awesome. And you do a trail survival program. Tell us a little bit about that and what you do in the survival program and what people might learn.
Well, you know, there's a couple different programs that we offer here at Crossroads Ranch. The first program that we offer is specific to training horses. And you know, I got my start with this program just from training horses myself. And, you know, doing that full time, I experienced the same difficulties over and over. It would be simply this. I would train a horse for 30, 60, 90 days and get a pretty good handle on it, send it home. And then, as what happens many times, the owner didn't really know how to go from there and progress and move the horse forward. Mm-hmm. And so I created a curriculum-based horsemanship program here at the ranch, and basically what that does is just bring people in, and we teach them how to progress on from there, and they come in for weekly lessons. It's all curriculum-based. We're actually adding on an online element to that this year where they can go on our website, become a member, and see the videos and clips and everything of how to continue on with their progress during the week. From there, we moved on into to trail safety, etiquette, and, of course, went into kind of the extreme element of that, of how to be in the backcountry and how to do it safely and what to do, I guess you could just say, if it all goes wrong.
Well, Josh, I've got to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
What was it like to work with Jack Brainerd?
Well, let me explain the lessons that I got from him. It consisted, and by the way, they were the best lessons I ever had in my life of any trainer of the humankind. But it usually consisted of Jack coming in a little bit after class, and he'd sit in a lawn chair in the middle of the arena, and he would point out things that you could do differently, and it made you feel like you're about as big as an ant being in his presence with horses. But, you know, just that man being able to point out things, and he didn't get up and run around the arena. He wasn't big as life like you see a lot of clinicians acting, but the simplicity of his wisdom, heck, it just revolutionized my way of horsemanship. I'll never forget.
Well, and of course, he's a legend, and you know, I'm sure most of our listeners are familiar with him, but if I'm not mistaken, and I don't want to get his age wrong, but I think Jack is 93 now, and just such a horseman, and he's been such a mentor to so many people that I've talked with. And hopefully we'll have him for several more years so he can continue to have the same kind of influence that he's had in the past. So, but how did you get started with horses? What was your interest?
Well, you know, I'm like a lot of you guys. If, you know, if I saw a horse from the time I was a baby, I was wanting to be on the horse. And it was just a natural response, and I think it's almost innate within us to either be horse people or not to be. And I was one of those kind of people that always wanted a horse. I got my first horse when I was 8 years old. His name was Old Dan, and he came by the name naturally. He was on the edge of death, I guess, when my dad got him for me. But he was one of the best teachers, as far as a horse goes, that I've had, just because he was gentle. He took good care of me. You know, we didn't grow up real wealthy, and I'm assuming somebody gave that old horse to my dad, and you know, I didn't have a saddle or bridle or any of that stuff. My dad made me a hackamore out of hay string, and I'd lead that old horse up to a tree, climb the tree, jump on his back, and away we'd go. And it set forth a real good pattern for my horsemanship.
What was it that made you decide that you wanted to become a professional horseman?
Well, yeah, I've got a story for everything, and we might run out of time, but, you know, I wanted to be one of three things when I grew up. I wanted to be a game warden, a truck driver, are a cowboy. And, you know, one of my first jobs, I was I worked for a trucking company. I realized real fast I didn't want to be a trucker when I saw those guys come in off the road. So that was out the window. The game warden thing, I did become a police officer when I was just right at 19 and the youngest guy on the force. And I loved that job, but it just wasn't quite for me. I went on from there to the remaining element, and the cowboy lifestyle sure spoke to me, and it's just been a natural thing for me ever since.
Right, right. Now, did you grow up on a ranch, or just had a horse or two?
No, yeah, I really didn't, and I mean this is what I tell a lot of my students. There's hope for everybody because, you know, even though I got my first horse when I was 8 years old, that was the only horse I had until I was in my 20s.
Wow.
So, you know, you don't have to grow up around a horse and be around them all the time and that type of deal to be good at communicating with them.
Right.
It just depends on who you sit under. You can excel very quickly.
Well, what
I
was
like what
it
you
that...
said about listening, you know, to the horse. If more of us would listen to our horse, we would learn a lot quicker. And
yeah.
The horse will teach you.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I sat under some guys that were excellent instructors when I was in Texas. I just want to give a plug for Mike Aldridge. He was my first real instructor, and Mike was from the U.S. Cavalry Alaskan Division, and he worked with quite a few horses, of course, and he turned out to be a professional trainer there in Dallas. He's got a good program going on right now, and I learned under him, learned all my foundations there, went on to college at Texas A&M, learned under some of those guys, and then just excelled quickly from there, from just being around the horse and training numerous horses from that time. You know, if you I've often said the greatest teacher of horsemanship is the horse. It's quite simple. So if you're willing to listen, I think you can learn.
Right, right. Well, what brought you to Tennessee?
Oh, man. Well, it's a beautiful place. When we moved from Texas, or when we were getting ready to move from Texas, we took a little tour across the country and tried to decide on a good state to settle in. Originally, I'm from Louisiana, and
uh-huh.
grew up there, and love my home state. It's a great place to be. But as far as what I wanted to do professionally, it was going to prove to be a little bit tough just because of the market, the horse industry down there. But, you know, I did a lot of research. We looked up, you know, household income, how good the forage grows, and horse industry, of course, and all those kinds of things. And we put it all together, and I tell you what, you know, Williamson County came up number one of the three states we're looking in, which was Tennessee, Georgia, and Missouri. And
right.
came here and visited and just fell in love with the place. Been here ever since.
Right. Well, of course, I'm in Tennessee, and Tina May's in Missouri, so Tina May, don't take offense to what he said. But
oh, no, Tennessee has some beautiful riding areas. It's gorgeous up there. I love Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me ask another question real quick. And I know Tina May has got quite a few questions for you, but what type of clients do you work with? What's the makeup?
Yeah, trail riders. That's the main group that I work with, people that are wanting to come in and get their horse ready for trails, especially backcountry trails, people that really want to go out there and do it and ride for 3 to 5 days. Maybe more in the backcountry. Those are the people I work with.
Right. Do you have more women, more men, more families that come, more kids? What's the mix on that?
Well, as you guys might know, you know, women dominate the horse industry. I mean, everybody around here.
Well, they dominate everything. Gosh, I've learned that.
I didn't want to get into that, Gary. I can see the mail on the line there, but you know. But I would say though that, you know, if I were to put it into a percentage, I bet that the percentage of ladies that are my students are probably in the 90% range.
Oh wow!
Isn't that unbelievable? That's amazing.
Wow.
But that's the way it's going now. You know, I mean, ladies are realizing those dreams. And I tell you something even more than that is the majority of the ladies that I teach are middle-aged.
Okay.
Most
all
of
right.
them. I have very few that are just starting out in horsemanship. We got a lot of kids in our kids program. But
and that's a really good age there, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Well, it is a good
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, Tina Pay, I know why you said that.
I know. This is the reason why it's a good thing. It's because story after story of these students that tell me their life stories, it's always been a dream of theirs from the time they were a little girl to be on that horse and be able to ride across the fields and be able to feel the wind in their hair. Of course, it's always a palomina that they used to dream about. But, you know,
right.
no matter what color the horse is, they're realizing their dreams now that they have a little more time on their hands, and it's a great experience.
Right. Well, we want to visit more with you in just a moment. We are playing Trail Trivia every week on Saddle Up America, and we've had a lot of fun with this the last couple of weeks. And we've got I think we have a good one for tonight. So if you're playing Trail Trivia, listen up. Here's the trivia question for this evening. What U.S.
Did I
justice,
lose you there?
No, you're still there. Yeah. What U.S. Supreme Court justice was the first person, first woman, U.S. Supreme Court justice inducted into the Cowgirl National Hall of Fame? What U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice was inducted into the National Cowgirl Hall of Fame? And we're gonna take your calls in our second segment of the show tonight. But we have some great sponsors that are providing items for the Trail Trivia contest. Last week it was Camp with Horses, and we gave away a great Savvy Highline horse system. And this week it is a beautiful hoodie from Pink Horse Incorporated, Lope for Hope. And they're connected with supporting cowgirls that have been going through cancer. And you can look for them at lopeforhope.com. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more with Josh and find out what these women are interested in learning and a little bit more about his trail survival program. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America.
Frost on the wheatgrass, frost on the sage, frost on the aspen leaves, steam on the lake. Blue autumn skies turn colder by the day, and it's time to get this round of party underway. Buckle on your leggings, get your saddle cinched up tight, pull the round up. Cattle on the skyline, cattle in the trees, riders close behind them, and freedom on the breeze. Well, this way of life is getting older by the day, and it's time to get this round of party underway. So rousing up your ropes and spur your ponies quick and light for the round. Summer waiting, working on the land, and I spend the winter waiting for the time to bring. And I spend a lifetime riding through the sage, burning in my blood. There is no other way. You can call me crazy, say whatever you will. Party underway. Buckle on your leggings, get your saddle cinched up tight, hold the round up.
Let's round up fire by our good friend Brent Hill, a cowboy out in Utah. And one more time for folks that maybe are just joining us, our trail trivia question tonight is, what U.S. Supreme Court justice was inducted into the National Cowgirl Hall of Fame? And we'll take your calls for the answer to that in the second segment of our show tonight. But Josh, let's talk a little bit more about this trail survival program that you do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, absolutely.
Tell us, give us something that you would tell somebody to, you know, somebody's going out on a trail and they're going to be out there. What are some main things that you like to tell people to carry with them to be out on the trail?
Well, that's a real good question, and I get that question a lot. You know, it just depends on how long the ride is expected to be. But, you know, if you do have saddlebags, the main thing that I would say to carry, there's a couple things, or a few things that can get you out of a lot of trouble. The first thing is going to be your cell phone. And, of course, we all know that sometimes on those trails that we're on, you don't get much service. But, nevertheless, you could maybe find your way back to service if you were to get lost. The second thing, and I might add something to that with the cell phone. You know, we talk about the rules of threes in my survival training, and one of the things that I talk about is letting three people know where you're going to be before you leave, and that's even if you're going to ride with somebody else. You know, there was a time when I was a kid, I was out hunting in Louisiana Cassatchie National Forest. And I was only about 16 years old, and my friend and I hadn't told anybody where we were going. And because of that, we got to spend all evening and into the night lost in the swamps of Louisiana. So, you know, from that time, it's always just been an important thing just to let people know where you are, where you're going. So that's one thing, a cell phone. Another thing is maybe a GPS system if you have one, even the simple kind. They have little E-Trek systems or something of that nature. You can get them all the way down to about $20 now, and you can set a waypoint at your truck, and it'll give you a simple compass bearing to be able to get back to your vehicle if you get lost. And then finally, I would say it's important to have a survival kit with you, one for not only you, but also for your horse.
Absolutely. And what do you recommend to have in that survival kit?
Well, the biggest thing that I've experienced is wound dressing. You know, you need something like that. You know, get some gauze pads, some vet wrap. One of the best tools that you can have, it seems a little redneck, but duct tape. You can use duct tape for just about anything. And even a sore foot. If you throw a shoe, wrap that hoof up in duct tape. It'll get you home. So, you know,
well,
those things
that
are probably
we actually had to do that one time with some duct tape and had a horse throw a shoe, and it brought him home. So it works. Yeah.
It definitely does. So I would say those are the main things. You know, you could bring so many other things, or you could go, the sky's the limit. But those are the main things that I carry. I also carry a tranquilizer with me on my trailer just in case. Because I tell you, I've been down the road. There's been accidents with horses, things like that. Doesn't hurt to have something like that. Heaven forbid you were to have an accident and have to be able to get the horse tranquilized early on to keep them from getting any more hurt, or somebody else around you.
Right.
Well, and I would also, I guess probably too, to make sure that you would have, you know, adequate water supply for yourself, you know, if you were to get out for a little bit. And what about something for heat and maybe a little shelter if you had some kind of a mishap?
Yeah, you know, as far as shelter goes, especially during the winter time, the easiest way to pack for that is just go to Walmart or one of these little camping stores and buy an emergency blanket. It'll cost you about $1.65 to buy one, and it could quite possibly save your life. It doesn't take a real cold temperature to get hypothermia. You can get down in the 50s. If you get wet, you can start showing signs of that. So, you know, an e-blanket, it will reflect the heat back around into your body. You just wrap it around yourself, and it can work wonders for you. I've actually used it in a bind myself.
Okay. Well, before I forget this, Josh, give us your website.
Okay. My website address is NashvilleHorseLessons.com. I actually have two of them. That's more specific to my training here at Crossroads Ranch. And then for my survival training, Survival Rides, that's survivalrides.net.
Okay. All right. So that's NashvilleHorseTraining.com and
NashvilleHorseLessons.com.
NashvilleHorseLessons.com and SurvivalRides.net. Okay.
That's correct.
All right. We want to make sure that we get that in. But you have something that's pretty exciting that's coming up, I think, on the Labor Day weekend. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, it's August 29th to 31st. It's Friday through Sunday. And Circle E Guest Branch, Ray and Christine, all those guys there at Circle E, you know, I shared my heart with them about teaching wilderness survival specific to trail preparation and trail riders and using their ranch to be able to do that. We've got a big ranch out there, a lot of opportunity to be able to teach all of these skills that I usually teach. And we have one coming up Labor Day weekend. This one's a little different. Usually we go out for 3 to 5 days in the backcountry, and we camp out as we go on horseback. You carry in what you need, the essentials, and you don't get anything more. But this one is a little different. We've decided for this one to include everybody. You don't even have to have a horse. It's going to be at the campground of Circle E Guest Ranch. So it will be all of the training set up in stations across their campground, and you'll get to learn all of these skills, but then also have the luxury of going back to their lodging, their cabins, their trailer hookups, and be able to have some, you know, your food, all the luxuries of just camping. So I think it's going to be exciting. It'll bring a new crowd in.
Okay, and that again is August the 29th through the 31st at the Circle E Guest Ranch in Belvidere, Tennessee. And, you know, I'm going to feel like I'm outnumbered in just a little bit, Josh, because Christine Mortensen is going to be joining us for the second segment of the show. So between Tina May and Christine, I may just be, you know, out of luck. But
well, you got the first.
I could be in trouble. I was kind of had it loaded a little bit in the guy's favor for the first half of the show. But anyway, that should be a great weekend. A lot of great information for folks, August 29th through 31st. And Josh, if folks want to sign up for that, what can they do?
Well, they just need to call Circle E Guest Ranch. And, of course, Christine's going to be on the second half, and she'll have all that information. They can call her directly and book their lodging. Everything is right through them. It's an easy process.
Okay. And Christine is absolutely wonderful to work with, and I'm not saying that just because she's on the line right now and can hear me, but she really is just a jewel to work with. Great facility up there. And you have something that you mentioned earlier that you're involved with, and can you share that with us?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a blogger for this website, for this company called Cooper and Kid, and it's something that I started with last year. I didn't start the company, but it's a wonderful company, and as a dad of two young boys and another one on the way, I love their vision. It's the first time I've seen a company bring a vision like this, and the vision is bringing dads back to the forefront of connecting with their kids, whether it be boy or girl. It doesn't matter. You know, it's bringing dads to the forefront there, and it's basically what they do is they send out a quarterly kit for the family, and the kit has different themes. So one of them was about aerospace, and, you know, another one was about magic. And the reason I'm really excited about this last one, I got to get in on helping to design this last kit. And it's a wilderness survival kit based on the things that I use in my training. And they've put together this wonderful kit on water filtration and signaling and fire building. And it's all things that you can do right there with your kids on their level just to help reconnect with your children. So the website address for that is cooperandkid.com. And look up that new Cooper kit that they just came out with. I'm really excited about it.
All right, that sounds
what
great.
What a neat program. That is awesome.
Yeah, well, that is really cool. And, Josh, you're just a joy to talk with. We want to encourage people, again, to get in touch with you if they'd like to learn more about natural horsemanship and trail survival. And that was survivalride.net for your website for that one. And Nashville, and say that one again for me, nashvillehorselessons.com. Nashvillehorselessons.com, so we'd encourage folks to do that. And there is a great barbecue restaurant right in the middle of Nolensville, Tennessee. And I will look forward to seeing you there one day soon.
Hey, let's do it soon.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it very much, Josh. Josh Gwynn with...
Thanks for being on the show, Josh.
Crossroads Natural Horsemanship. So great to have him on the show today. Hey, I want to mention one thing real quickly before we take another break, and that is our Legacy Club. And that is a free membership for our friends and our audience. You can join that Legacy Club at equestrianlegacy.net. We have great discounts that are provided for our club members by our Legacy Club sponsors. We have a drawing each month for some terrific items, and this month is a beautiful laser-etched portable fire ring. And Tina May, there's nothing better than a nice campfire with a fire ring sitting around this fall, is there?
No, there's not, and we're going to be drawing that next week.
That's going to be pretty quickly. So if you're not a Legacy Club member, again, it's free. Just go to equestrianlegacy.net and sign up for that. And you'll also be eligible for our year-end drawing for our grand prize, and that is a two-horse portable automatic watering system for your trailer, and that's provided by Hydro Horse. And you can visit their website at hydrohorse.com. You can find all of these sponsors at our website, equestrianlegacy.net. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Christine Mortensen, the ranch manager at Circle E Guest Ranch.
Got a thirst in my heart, hunger in my eyes, need to satisfy my soul, free my wild side. My wheels have been spinning like crazy in my head, gotta get back to living before I forget. My sights are set where that green grass. It gets me sometimes. There's a freedom inside me I've been missing so much. Gonna kick the gates wide open and live a big old cloud of dust. Yeah. I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride, fresh pair of wings and a long stretch. Strong, tall wind and a horse that can fly. Yeah. Kick 'em up again, what lies on the horizon? Second star to the left, then straight on till morning. Yeah. load on my back and a lot on my mind, yeah. Gonna free my wild side.
That is Templeton Thompson's A Horse That Can Fly, and each week on Saddle Up America, we visit the finest and best trails across the United States and on the continent. And tonight we're visiting with Christine Mortensen, who is the ranch manager of one of the finest facilities in the Southeast, and that's the Circle E Guest Ranch in Belvidere, Tennessee, just about an hour and a half out of Nashville. And Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gary. It's an honor to be able to participate and to be able to talk about Circle E with you.
Well, hi, we're glad to have you.
Hello, Tina.
All right, and I'll have to watch myself because the balance has shifted for this list, this second segment.
That's right.
Well, I think I can handle it okay. Hey, I want to mention one more time for our listeners out there, we have our trail trivia that we're going to let you call in just a little bit to answer, and that is, what U.S. Supreme Court Justice was inducted into the National Cowgirl Hall of Fame? And when you call in and answer that question correctly, you're going to receive a great hoodie from Pink Horse Incorporated Lope for Hope. So be sure and listen for us to ask for you to call in. That number you can call will be 213-943-3396, 213-943-3396. And Christine, you've just got one of the most outstanding facilities that I have been to, and share with us a little bit about your place there.
Circle E Guest Ranch. We are located about 6.5 miles south of Winchester, Tennessee, up on the Cumberland Mountain. They call it the Key Springs Mountain. It's a beautiful drive up here, and once you get up here, we're spread out on both sides of Highway 16, and we have 240 campsites, and several of them are full hookup, electric, water, sewer. And then we have close to 400 stalls.
We've got barns
on both sides, and a dining hall that seats a log cabin dining hall that seats 250, and 120 miles of very scenic trails. And it is just a beautiful facility, and we really would love to share it with anyone wanting to come up.
Well, and in addition to the campsites, you also have cabins that are available, don't you?
Yes. We have four cabins. I forgot about those. We have three of them are log cabins. One of them is a log cabin with a wraparound porch. It's close to the barn. It sleeps four. And then the other two log cabins are on the bluff. They sleep six. They are stocked with dishes and towels and sheets for the beds, and have direct TV and central heat and air, and they're very comfortable and have beautiful views. And then we have a little cabin called the bunkhouse. It's a little building painted white, and it has a queen-size bed, a set of bunk beds, a kitchenette, and a dinette set in one room, and then a tub, shower, sink, and toilet bathroom, and very nice built-on bathroom. So we have some very nice facilities.
Well, in addition to all of that, you have a pretty amazing amphitheater that was constructed there.
Yes. When I came to Circle E, it was still being built in 2010, and I believe our first concert down there, I believe, was in 2011, though. But it's a very, very nice, and the way that the way that the land is layered, Ray Evans did a beautiful job in putting that together, and we've had some very nice bluegrass festivals there, and we've had some wonderful concerts there.
Well, and we'll
talk
some more
about
that.
We have lots of activities there.
Yes, we do. We try to change it up each ride and each year, and we have a lot of activities going on during our organized rides. We have 4-week-long organized rides a year, and we have entertainment every evening. Band on Monday, bingo, DJ, karaoke music, an auction, and another band on Friday. So we're getting ready for our September organized ride right now, and the Labor Day ride with Josh Gewin.
Wow, and you got an event hall, so you probably do, you know, family reunions, probably weddings and banquets and things then, don't you?
Yes. We have some beautiful weddings and reunions that are held. Try to get pictures of each time and post them on Facebook. And the 26th, we had a very, very beautiful wedding. And it just you can change up the way the tables and things. They really love the antiques that are in there and the log cabin walls. They're very beautiful.
Well, I was up there for an event back the 1st of June, and Tina May was supposed to be there, but she arranged some kind of an accident, so she couldn't make it. Tina May,
trust me, I would have much rather have been there.
No.
Gosh.
We would have loved to have had you here.
I would have loved to have been there. I really would have.
Gary worked very, very hard to get it together, and it was just a blessing to meet him and Michael Martin Murphy and Temple Thompson. They all did a beautiful job putting that together.
Well, it was a ton of fun, and we want to talk a little bit more about the facilities, about the trails, what is around that area, and I'm sure Tina May has some questions about some things that she can look forward to seeing when she comes up there. But right now we're playing Trail Trivia. We want to give folks an opportunity to call in and win this hoodie. And again, the question is, what U.S. Supreme Court Justice was inducted into the National Cowgirl Hall of Fame? Not such a difficult question, especially if you have Google or Yahoo or Bing. But the number that you can call is...
I told him it was a hard question, Christine. He's giving him hints.
I'm trying to help him out a little bit. But the number you can call is 213-943-3396, 213-943-3396. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take your calls with an answer on the Trail Trivia question and talk some more with Christine Mortensen. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America. Kristen Harris and her song Endless Sky. And Tina May, you may have been right. That question may have been too tough. We don't have anybody calling in right now. But the question is, and we'll take your calls. What Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court Justice was inducted into the National Cowgirl Hall of Fame? So we'll take your calls at 213-943-3396. 213-943-3396. But Christine, I wanted to ask you, you know, you've got some beautiful trails out there. You've got one that they call the Pretty Place. What is that trail?
Well, Pretty Place is not exactly a trail. It's a location on a trail. We have, and it would be on the sawmill side. We have the old side or the sawmill side and then the office side. And it's a very short distance, really, to the Pretty Place. But Pretty Place is a clearing on top of the mountain where you can see way down in the valley. It's just an awesome view, and it's got, we have picnic tables and tie lines there, and you can camp, have a campfire and watch the, or look at the beautiful view. We have other beautiful sceneries and locations on our trails, old cabins and a lot of beautiful rock formations. Some of the same trails on the sawmill side are all along the bottom of a bluff line, and you see overhangs, and one is called Indian Rock. It's a beautiful overhang up on the side of the mountain with a little teeny waterfall coming down. And then on the office side, we have two waterfalls and a cave.
Oh, wow.
So.
Wow.
Beautiful. It sounds like you've got lots of things to see while out on your horse. And I know trail riders, they ask this question all the time, which you just said you had waterfalls there, so I'm sure there's lots of water crossings in your area. And, of course, the beautiful scenic views. And you've got things to look at out on the trail, which makes for a great ride.
Well, hold that thought just a minute. Let's see if we have somebody that was quick enough to give us an answer to that trail trivia question. And we have a caller from area code 615-809. And who am I speaking with and where are you from?
This is Shauna Davenport. I am from Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Wow. Hi, Shauna.
Hi, Shauna.
Hi, Shauna.
Hello. Hello, well, I've actually had the privilege of staying at Circle E Guest Ranch during one of Josh Goodwin's survival rides.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's great. Yeah, that's do you have an answer for the trail trivia question?
Is it Sandra Day O'Connor?
It is Sandra Day O'Connor. Just didn't think that was that difficult. And let me tell you what, and hold on the line just a minute, but I want to give you the directions to get the hoodie. And if you'll go to our website, equestrianlegacy.net, and to the Contact Us section, put your name, your shipping address, and I suppose the size we need to get for this hoodie. So if you'll just put all of that on equestrianlegacy.net at the Contact Us, then we'll get that out to you pretty quickly.
Awesome.
But you said you'd been up to Circle E a few times and you'd attended one of Josh's clinics. Did you have a favorite place to ride while you were at Circle E?
You know, it was flooded the weekend that we went, and we didn't get to go down to the waterfalls and all that. We had to stay on the high ground. I forget what – it was across the road from the stalls, from that part of the facility that we got to stay at. So I don't know what that was called, but it was pretty. We stayed on top of the mountain and got to look at over, I don't know how many counties you can see us sitting up there, but it was absolutely gorgeous where we stayed.
Well, it is a beautiful place, and I'll have to tell you, I stayed in one of those bluff cabins, and mm-hmm. and the views back through there and the skyline, and particularly at night, are absolutely breathtaking. Just a great facility.
It was. We got to the night, the stars were out, and we got to identify some of the different constellations, and it was just wide open and gorgeous. I highly recommend anybody that can go up to Circle E. It's just gorgeous.
Well,
we appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, appreciate that, and congratulations on answering that obviously a very difficult question tonight. but look forward to you receiving that hoodie. And hey, when you wear that thing, take a picture and send it to us so we can take a look at it. Send it to Equestrian Radio's Facebook page.
Put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I'll be happy to do it.
Yeah, and thank you so much for the prize. I love it.
Well, thanks so much, and
thanks for calling in and listening.
Thank you. All right, no problem.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Well, Christine, you've got another satisfied customer there.
All right. It's so neat to hear them. I enjoy visiting with them in the office. That's one of my joys, is to meet a lot of people, meet people from all over the United States and even Canada, and to visit with them and share my favorite trails with them. And just this weekend, we had a family, a man and his wife and a young boy, and I told them about the trails and about Pretty Place, and they just came back so happy and had such a good time. And that is something that I really enjoy about working here at Circle E.
Well, it's a great facility, great place to come and visit. Again, your restaurant, and by the way, that's open for the public, isn't it?
It is during the week-long organized rides and special events, but it's not open every week or every weekend. Our next event will be the Labor Day, but Labor Day weekend we won't have any food. We will have some DJ music on Friday night of Labor Day weekend, but the next event that will have food, the restaurant will be open, and the public is welcome to come and eat. We'll have 3 hot buffet meals a day offered Monday through Saturday, and then breakfast that Sunday. And we'd love to have anybody come up and enjoy it.
Okay, well, I would encourage people
That was going to be my question on your organized rides. They are all inclusive, guided trails. They choose them, and they include all the meals, don't they?
Yes, yes. The package price includes a campsite, a stall per person, 3 hot buffet meals a day, and all the entertainment, which it begins on the Monday and it ends on Sunday. But you can ride Sunday, but that's the day that everybody leaves. If you come to stay for the whole week of an organized ride, you can come in that Sunday before the ride at no extra charge. We have a free finger food spread and a meet and greet where you can meet all the trail bosses and get to know them. They all ride differently. They set out at 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., I'm sorry. And they have some of them, like one trail boss will lead fast-gated, one trail boss will lead slow-gated, and another trail boss leads slow quarter horse. So they try to cater it to different ways people ride, and you can also, say, hey, I'm inexperienced. I don't want to go, on the very aggressive areas. And you can find that out and work, and they will definitely take you. One other thing that wasn't mentioned was we are 10 miles from the Walls of Jericho trailhead, and that is a beautiful natural area that people can go and they can camp here and then just trailer the horse down there. And during our organized rides, we have a trail boss. His name is Jim Stewart, but his nickname's Rabbit, and he will guide people. He will guide people on the Walls of Jericho Trail. It's an all-day ride. I haven't had the privilege of going myself because it's an all-day. I can only ride a couple hours, but I have heard it is an awesome trip and that you should try that.
Well, I've seen photographs of the Walls of Jericho, and that is something that people should try to get to. But just a great, great facility there, and we didn't mention the fact that Christine will actually sing for you when it's karaoke night. So that's an added track, and so does Ray. Ray does a pretty mean song too, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He does a very good George Jones. Singing, he's very good. He's sang a lot with different bands during his life, and he does a good job.
Well, it's just a great time at Circle E Guest Ranch. Give us your website address.
www.circleeguestranch.com.
All right, and so be sure and look them up. They have a great page on Facebook. I think everybody in the world is on Facebook, so visit their Facebook page, Circle E Guest Ranch, and you can get in touch with them through their website and leave comments on their Facebook page as well. And Christine does a great job of taking care of all of that. So a great place to ride, very, very hospitable people, beautiful facilities, and 120 miles of trails, and just a great place, great folks to visit with. So Christine, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Join us.
It was an honor.
I'll always enjoy talking to you. So we'll talk with you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Tina. I look forward to seeing you. Bye.
Me too.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey, I didn't do too badly with you and Christine, Tina May.
You survived.
I survived.
You just wouldn't let me talk. That's what it was.
Oh, well, I won't say anything else, but oh, well. hey, you know, this has been fun. We've had this is our third show, and a lot of fun. I'll try to do better on the trail trivia next time, so it's not quite so difficult.
On that, and about trail riding.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the interesting things, though, about Sandra Day O'Connor is, and, you know, we try to make these trail trivia not only fun, but educational as well. She was the first woman appointed on the Supreme Court, and she was appointed by Ronald Reagan. She was inducted into the National Cowgirl Hall of Fame in 2002. And Sandra was born in El Paso, Texas, raised in Arizona, and this is absolutely amazing to me. She began Stanford University at the age of 16, and then attended law school. Yeah, and then attended law school there as well. So a very worthy a selection.
Very smart cowgirl.
Smart cowgirl, but still a real cowgirl. Oh. So anyway, Sandra Day O'Connor, the first and only U.S. Supreme Court justice to be inducted into the National Cowgirl Hall of Fame. So we'll go a little easier on folks next week on that. But talking about next week, who will be joining us on Saddle Up America next week?
Next week we're going to have Melissa with Showtime Trailers. She's in Grimsley, Tennessee. And she's going to talk about trailer safety. That's going to be some good tidbits and what to look for and things like that. And we're also going to have Sheila Odom from Iron Mountain Horse Camp in Ivanhoe, Virginia. So it's going to be another good show.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be good. We always need some great information on our trailers, trailer safety, how to select the proper combination of truck and trailer. So look forward to having Melissa on there, and also look forward to visiting Iron Mountain Horse Camp in Virginia next week. So should be a lot of fun, and we look forward to that show. You know, we try to pick out the best trails and destinations across the continent here in the Americas to visit, and we look forward to doing that each week on the show. And we made an announcement the other day, beginning in September. We have some regular guests that are going to be joining us. And who would those be?
Absolutely. We're going to have some regulars. We'll have Jim with the Backcountry Horsemen of America. And then we're going to have the Trailmeister, Robert Eversole, and Susan with Trailblazer Magazine. So we've got some regulars that's going to be on the show and tell us what's going on. And I think it's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, well, we're just happy to have a partnership with Backcountry Horsemen of America. They had been on our Thursday show, but they have moved to our Saddle Up America show on Tuesday evenings. Thrilled to death to have Susanna Gibson, the founder and the publisher of Trailblazer Magazine, joining us. And then Robert Eversole, the Trailmeister, was with us for our very first show. And we're tickled to death to have Robert joining us each month as well. So going to be a lot of fun things coming up on Saddle Up America. And And it's always fun to talk with my beautiful co-host, who is just a joy and such a knowledgeable trail rider herself. And by the way, Tina Mae, let's just do a plug real quickly for you, because you are a saddle designer and have a line called TNT Camp Kitchens. If you visit the general store at equestrianlegacy.net, you can see her camp kitchen and her saddle, and it will give you a link there for more information. But just such a talented lady to have been to bless me and our listeners to join us for Saddle Up America. So we're grateful to have you, Tina Mae.
Well, thank you. I'm grateful to be here. I really appreciate it.
Well, as
and with that, I also want to remind our listeners once more to join our Legacy Club. It is free, and just for joining, your name goes into all these drawings for these free prizes. And we're getting ready to draw for that portable, lasered-out fire ring. It's going to be next week, and then at the end of the year, we're going to give that drawing for that wonderful Hydro Horse system. I have one of those, and they are the best. They are convenient. They're very well made. I feel very safe with them in my trailer, and I'll always have water for my horses. I don't have to worry about, you know, wondering where the water is. They've got it with them, so I like having the water. And those that are worried about, you know, being able to see what your horses drink, there is a button there that on that motor you can turn it on and off, and that way you can keep track of how much your horses drink on the trail, because I'm one of those people that like to know how much they're
drinking. That is pretty cool. And so that's our free Legacy Club membership at equestrianlegacy.net, and you also receive discounts from all of our Legacy Club sponsors on products that they offer.
Yep.
Too. So anyway, a lot of good stuff going on. We want to mention that Thursday on Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe, we have the multi-talented, award-winning Belinda Gale that will be joining us, and so we'll be listening to her music and talking with Belinda. Also, Susanna Gibson, who is the founder and publisher of Trailblazer, is going to give us a rare interview with her, and that will be Thursday at noon Central Standard Time on Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe. So a lot of good stuff going on, and we really, really appreciate our listeners. Thanks so much for the positive feedback that we've been getting from folks, and we really want to be bringing you programming that you enjoy, talking about places that you want to put on your bucket list. And we are looking for Trail Scouts. We'd like to have folks that are listening out there to call in and tell us about the trails in their area. And
we
want this to be a show, as Tina Mae says, about you. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. And locations. I want to know your favorite places to go. I'm looking for places from every time zone in Canada. And if you've got a favorite place, let us know about it. We may feature them on our show.
Yeah. And anyway, so a lot of good stuff going on. We hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. And we remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride. Tina Mae, good night.
Good night.
And thank you for listening.
Place I can go, where I'm one with the wind, blowing down off the snow, far beyond thought, down where the mighty rivers flow, one with the earth, one with the stars. Under these boundless skies, in the canyons and the halls of eternity, where the eagle flies over fields of stone. When I'm here, I'm home. it can break free of the flesh and the bone in these boundless skies, in the limitless light of the mystery. I am one with all in the great unknown. When I'm here, I'm home. Beyond time and space, beyond thought, beyond limitation, all that I've been, all that I'll be, lives in the light of creation. In these boundless skies, in the canyons and the halls of eternity, where the over fields of stone. When I'm here, I'm home. Deep in my heart, there's a place I can go. I'm one with the wind blowing down off the snow, far beyond thought, down where the mighty rivers flow, one with the earth, one with the stars. I'm home under these boughs, in the limitless light of the mystery. I am one with all in the great unknown. When I'm here, I'm home.